You always talk about wanting to get a payoff when your team plays the right way and they play a good game. You came so close to that again last night. How much does that disappoint you as a coach? Because you really do want to see them be rewarded.
Yeah, it's not me. It's for them. Because I think athletes need to see a result occasionally when they have a good night. And we did. We played really well last night. Other than the 7 or 8 minutes after they scored their goal in the second period, I thought we played well. 18 scoring chances. I think we held them to 9. I'm trying to stay on top of this as far as being positive. You still need that result, and especially for the player's mindset.
Jonas Korpisalo, earlier today I did a show and somebody asked me how much he impressed you. I know you talked about it a little bit last night, but looking back on it a day later, how impressive was he to you?
Yeah, you could see right from and I like watching mannerisms of players and how they react. When I went up to him and told him he was playing, I just loved the way, I can't even tell you what he said to me, but I loved what his answer was. I loved how he started the game. There was no fear. There was no nervousness. He wanted it, and I thought he played really well.
Does he earn another start today?
He goes again tonight.
We always talk about you mixing up the forwards, trying to get production. Last night, for the first time in a while, you really mixed up the D pairings. Are you doing that to try to get a certain shot on a certain side, or just more production overall?
No, I thought Savvy struggled with Stamkos' line. I thought Jack was okay. I thought Savvy really struggled with their speed, Kucherov, and they're good players. I mean, that's a fast line. So we put Murray and Jack together, put Jack on his right side. He's played there before. And tried to keep that match, and I thought did a pretty good job against them. So I think we'll keep the pairs the same. I liked what it looked like last night. We have another team here that is deeper, probably just as fast as Tampa is, and we have our hands full tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, they're actually going to have to step it up a level tonight, won't they?
Yeah, it is a team that full of confidence, although they lost their last game, it's a team that has played a full game. One of the question marks about Dallas going into this year, they knew they were going to score goals. Can they defend and can their goaltending be there? All three facets of the game has come through here, and that's why they sit on top of the league here. So we need to respect them, but if we fear them, we're in trouble.
I know you talk about loving to roll four lines, especially in back-to-backs with travel here today. Your fourth line last night, were you happy with the way they produced? It seemed like they were able to do what you want them to do, swing the momentum. They had energy. And a little further step on that, since David Clarkson's come back, how has it changed that line?
Yeah, and Clarkie's played well, and that fourth line gave us some time in the end zone. It still doesn't materialize into scoring chances. They had the puck a lot, which is good. But it's the step that we need to make as a team. We need to get some offense going here, not just from one guy, but from a number of people. If we can just keep our foundation, because I think our team has really played, for the most part, for a while, very well defensively. If we can get some sort of consistency offensively, we have something. And that comes from the fourth line, too. So they forecheck, they played well. The next step is to get some shots to the goal and get some scoring chances.
I was just going to say, you have to come up with a reward system for taking a shot and not making a pass?
Yeah, it is. You know, and they're such good people, the player. But to be a really good offensive player, you have to have some selfishness in you. Bob, we had a ton of scoring chances. We looked at them today. I wasn't sure if I was going to show it to them because it's frustrating to see. And this was on the goalie, not anybody else. It was one-on-one on the goalie, a number of our scoring chances. And we still couldn't find a way in that third period. So we fight another day, and we need to stay – we need to try to feel good about ourselves and keep on battling here.
Torts, thanks. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.